It's hard to be friendly to something that ugly. I gave them a growl. They bent their necks forward and stared at me. Then Wallace, the older of the two, said, "We thought maybe you was dead." Thinking gets birds like you into trouble. Run along, I got things to do. They didn't move, so I stepped out on dry land and shook myself. Throwed water all over Wallace. He dropped his wings and took a couple of steps backwards.
"He ain't dead, Junior. You made a mistake."
I tell you, he's dead, Pa. I just know he is.
Junior seemed to have a little stutter problem.
When I pick up a signal, something's dead. Remember the ground squirrel? I picked him up at 500 yards, and what did you say?
Wallace frowned and squinted one eye.
"I don't recall. What did I say?"
You said I was seeing things. You said my eyes was hooked up to my
belly button, uh-huh. It's coming back now.
You said I didn't have enough experience, and when I got as old as you, maybe I'd mount to something.
I was trying to be optimistic, son. You can't blame me for that.
Wallace burped, and the whole canyon went sour.
Dang, I'm hungry.
I'm telling you, Pa. He's dead. I picked up the signals.
They moved a little closer and looked me over real careful.
Junior, if he's dead, how come he crawled out of that water hole?
Beats me.
And how come his eyes are open and he's looking back at us?
Beats me, but he's dead.
Maybe so, son. I never claimed to know everything.
You did too, yesterday morning.
All right, I take it back. Hey!
His head shot up in the air.
I'm starting to pick up the signals now. He is dead, you're right.
I told you so.
They came towards me. I watched them and lifted my lip on the right side.
Whoa, Junior, hold it, son. Did you see that lip go up? Did you see them teeth? Looky there, son, see what I'm saying?
Junior stretched out his skinny neck and studied me for a minute.
That don't mean nothing. I'll prove it.
And with that, Junior marched up and pecked me on the head. As you might imagine, I didn't care for that, and I took a snap at Junior and relieved him of a double handful of feathers. The buzzards went running for cover. The old man tripped over a rock, went down, hopped up, and kept going, looking back over his wing the whole time.
I told you he wasn't dead.
But Pa.
I told you once. I told you twice. I told you three times.
But Pa.
You're gonna keep fooling around and get us hurt one of these days.
But Pa, what's that around his neck?
Huh?
They were back to looking at me again.
That's where the signals are coming from. That thing around his under his chin.
Oh, Wallace's eyes popped open, and a smile came over his beak.
I believe you're right, son. It's a chicken head.
Wallace put on a pleasant face, for a buzzard, and came waddling over to me.